a gold bottle. The next day, April 2, 1998, was especially meaningful as well. After my bedtime prayer, the Lord's presence came near as usual. After we talked, He said,
"My daughter, I have a special surprise for you tonight. You must see this."
Immediately after He spoke these words, my eyes closed tightly and I groaned loudly. Then I saw heaven open, and two persons came down. The area surrounding these people was as bright as the sun. One was wearing a white robe and holding a huge bottle with both hands. The Lord was wearing a golden crown and gown. Then the two people vanished, and my special vision voice came forth. After this, the Lord stood in front of me. He was holding the huge gold bottle. It appeared to be made of solid gold, and it did not have a top on it. The Lord held the bottle in both hands. The enormity of the bottle surprised me, and I thought that I would barely be able to hold it in both my arms. Curiosity filled my heart as I reached for the bottle, and it truly did fill my arms. I realized this was why an angel had to carry it down for the Lord. The Lord spoke to me,
"I will pour it on you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Your body shall be anointed with fire."
The minute He started pouring forth the contents of the gold bottle upon me, my entire body felt like it was on fire, and my voice sounded as if I was sick, and I began to cry. Then I began to sing, and my hands stretched out sideways, then raised above my head. As this was happening, I was saying, "Father, thank you for everything you promised to me." I couldn't put my hands down until I had said, "In Jesus' name." Next, my hands raised 7 different times to the Father, and I said things I wanted to say in Jesus' name. Then I fell prostrate on the floor, and my face hit the floor as I humbled myself before the Father. I discovered that I couldn't raise my head until I said, "In Jesus' name." I soon learned that I could never do these things on my own. Until I say, "In Jesus' name," my hands won't go down and my face will not move. I believe the Lord was teaching me the importance of praying to the Father in Jesus' name. I always pray in Jesus' name for everything, and I believe He wants me to include this in the book so those who don't use Jesus' name will understand. The Lord then told me that the angel who had assisted him was Michael.